Salty Coffee. He met her at a party. She was outstanding. Many guys were after her, but nobody paid any attention to him. After the party, he invited her for coffee. She was surprised. So as not to appear rude, she went along. As they sat in a nice coffee shop, he was too nervous to say anything, and she felt uncomfortable. Suddenly, he asked the waiter, "Could you please give me some salt? I'd like to put it in my coffee." They stared at him. He turned red, but when the salt came, he put it in his coffee and drank. Curious, she asked, "Why salt with coffee?" He explained, "When I was a little boy, I lived near the sea. I liked playing in the sea. I could feel its taste salty, like salty coffee. Now, every time I drink it, I think of my childhood and my hometown. I miss it and my parents, who are still there." She was deeply touched. A man who can admit that he's homesick must love his home and care about his family. He must be responsible. She talked, too, about her faraway hometown, her childhood, her family. That was the start to their love story. They continued to date. She found that he met all her requirements. He was tolerant, kind, warm, and careful. And to think she would have missed the catch if not for the salty coffee. So they married and lived happily together. And every time she made coffee for him, she put in some salt, the way he liked it. After 40 years, he passed away and left her a letter which said, "My dearest, please forgive my lifelong lie. Remember the first time we dated? I was so nervous I asked for salt instead of sugar. It was hard for me to ask for a change, so I just went ahead. I never thought that we would hit it off. Many times I tried to tell you the truth, but I was afraid that it would ruin everything. Sweetheart, I don't exactly like salty coffee, but as it mattered so much to you, I've learned to enjoy it. Having you with me was my greatest happiness. If I could live a second time, I hope we can be together again, even if it means that I have to drink salty coffee for the rest of my life."